From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live session. Joining me today in the Steve Nelson Performance Space, out on tour in support of a brand new record called Today We're the Greatest, is the band Middle Kids. Hannah Joy, Tim Fitz, Harry Day, Miles Elkington. Hello, Middle Kids. Welcome to JPR.
Hey, howdy. Thank you.
It's nice to meet you. I can already tell from the accent you're not from around here. The band started in Sydney, Sydney, Australia. And at least the original three of you guys have known each other since you were quite young, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, particularly Harry and Tim, they're like the cornerstone in terms of longevity.
And you're the cornerstone in terms of songwriting, and the actual band.
But yeah, we've known each other a long time now, which has been very special.
Did Tim, you and Harry like meet in high school or even earlier than that?
We met when maybe I was at the end of high school or the beginning of college, and Harry was still in high school. He's a few years younger than Hannah and I.
We met at a concert, and Tim gave me a lift there, and he crashed his car on the way to the concert.
Yeah, it was a grizzly bear concert. I was trying to get Harry and his friend to be quiet in the back, and I crashed into a car.
Oops.
So it looks like I was the bad guy.
And so how did the two of you then connect with Hannah to form the trio?
Well, the original connection point for the band was I was doing a solo project and Tim was also doing a solo project just in Sydney. And then we kind of met through the scene, and then we started helping each other with each other's projects. And then we thought we would combine forces because it was way better that way. And then
I said, I know a guy.
Yeah, yeah.
So Tim and I hadn't spoken in years, and then and then he reached out.
Harry went to jazz school and he became too good for rock, and then I said, maybe it's time, and he came back.
Was that a hard sell, Harry, or was it easy?
It was pretty easy at that time. Ready. I didn't have a lot going on.
So when the three of you, because Hannah, you've got like a classical piano background, right? Mm-hmm. And Tim, you play a little bit of everything and also have some production chops. And Harry, you were doing jazz, more jazz studies. When the three of you come together, is Middle Kids what comes out, or at first was it something quite different than what we know you for?
I mean, I think we kind of picked a lane and then kind of used what we had to kind of get in that lane. So in terms of that indie rock realm, it wasn't necessarily a natural just, here just like emerge. Like our first song, Edge of Town, was actually originally written on like a synth keyboard and sounded like a electro pop song. But it just couldn't really go, like we just, it didn't move us in the way until we like added guitars and we're like, oh, this has got a lot more heart and a lot more vibe that resonated with us. And then I think we kind of curated the sound around that.
Hmm. This first song took off. It did quite well. Were you surprised at how well it did right out of the gate for you guys?
Definitely. Cause we've been putting out things, you know, willy nilly, and you know, you just never know. You never know.
Right. You never know which wave you're gonna catch, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'd love to hear something. We've got a full band set up in our studio today. We've even got our grand piano set up for something a little bit later on. Middle Kids are my guests in the studio today. The new record is called Today We're the Greatest. It's out on Domino Records. You can find information at middlekidsmusic.com. What do you guys want to play first?
We're going to play Stacking Chairs.
Ah, cool.
Significant. I gave up. stacking the chairs. When the world turns on you, I will be there. Yeah, I will be there.
That is called Stacking Chairs. Metal Kids are playing for us live in the studio today. Music from the brand new record called Today We're the Greatest, out on Domino Records. MetalKidsMusic.com is the website. So, Hannah, you've talked about how when you first started the band, or shortly thereafter, you were just also starting to learn guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And were like, I'm going to rock.
Let me rock.
And you have kind of tempered that a bit on the new record as opposed to the debut. You've pared it back a bit.
Uh-huh.
Are you over the I just want to rock and be Joan Jett stage?
I'm definitely not over it, but I think, that is an interesting thing. The way you say that is true. Like, I think I just discovered the guitar and I love that energy and the kind of way you could really put it all out there.
And you play it left-handed, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I think then once we started making this next record, I think I just felt like I had a bit more space to be a bit more nuanced and varied in terms of, you know, my playing. So, and even what we were trying to do with the record, you know. So, yeah, that's funny.
And Hannah's like very trained as a classical piano player. So I think that a lot of her ideas flow when she's on the piano in a way that's different to on the guitar. So I think you're exploring more of that as well.
Hmm. Over the course of the pandemic and everyone being at home, fans of you guys have had a chance to really learn about home life because you've been doing some streaming from your house. You have a home studio, and shocker, Hannah, Tim are a couple as well as bandmates, and you've got a nice home studio. When you were working on this record, were you thinking, we're doing this at home, or we want to go somewhere else and get some kind of different perspectives on the sound of Metal Kids?
We actually were quite intentional about making this at the home, because we have done so much historically there and we love it. And, you know, it's been a special space for us. But I think, you know, in terms of trying to further your exploration and your musicality, sometimes you need a new environment. And also we were always like, we're always thinking about it, like, oh, we'll get in the studio one day. We'll get, like, not ours, like somewhere else. And we were always too scared. And then I think we just felt we were ready.
Hmm. There's a little banjo on the record. Who did that part?
I played that. That's actually an interesting story, because our friend bought a banjo, a 6-string banjo. I think they call it like a gitanjo or something. I don't know. Something stupid. But he bought it from Fleetwood Mac.
What? And, really?
Yeah, from there, like, guitar tech.
Wow.
And so that part in Lost in Los Angeles was written on Fleetwood Mac's banjo guitar thing. And so there you go, a little anecdote.
So there was one or two EPs, then the debut record comes out, and you guys are hitting the road warriors, 8-9 months a year out touring Australia, touring the States, and then COVID hits. What did you do to fill all of the time that you had spent driving the roads of North America and Australia?
I mean, kind of each of us took up different hobbies whilst just having, you know, mild identity crises, really. Like, it was pretty gnarly.
Who took up the strangest hobby?
Oh.
I think Harry took up a lot of hobbies.
I found myself on the golf course a bit, which was kind of strange. But, how's that going? But it was quite nice out there. It was very... It was the only place didn't feel like the world was really crazy, very peaceful. And
now, are you guys all based still in Sydney, or do you have a US base?
We're based in Sydney, yeah.
So what has that been like, trying to get back and forth over the last year and a half, and quarantining or not quarantining?
Yeah, well, we just couldn't. So this is our first trip in almost 2 years. We were the first Australian band to leave.
Really?
Yeah. So, because we have...
Did you get a banner or something? Like a celebratory wave when you got on the plane?
Yeah, because to get out of Australia over the last 2 years, you've needed an exemption. You can't just leave. Wow. So it was quite complicated. And...
So we've got in our studio the first band to be able to get out of Australia since this all started.
That's it.
That's pretty cool.
Here to tell the tale.
I will take
it. Everyone's
like,
who's that band?
That's right.
We were the first.
Today we're the greatest.
Yeah.
Right? Metal Kids are my guests live in the studio today. The new record is called Today We're the Greatest. It's out on Domino Records. MetalKidsMusic.com is their website. What do you guys want to play next?
This is called Are You For Me?
Mm.
ask myself, no, I don't even like myself. Shouting at everyone, I shout at every person. Do not ignore me. Hey, for me or against me, or yourself against me. Can anyone hear this? I feel so far from the people who want you. If you see something, please call this number.
That's Middle Kids playing live in our studio today. Music from the new record called Today We're the Greatest. You can get information at their site, middlekidsmusic.com. Hannah, Tim, you have a young child as well, right? Like under two?
Yes. He's 20 months.
How are you dealing with that?
It's a lot.
He deals with us.
Yeah. It's amazing and a wild ride, but we're just kind of figuring out as we go along. He's in America, so we've been able to like pop back and see him between shows. But yeah, it's kind of cool. I mean,
he's a wonderful guy.
He's such a sweet little guy. He loves music, which is like, we're like, oh, it's so cliche, but it is true. He just wants to dance.
So this record, you used an outside studio. Mm-hmm. You used an outside producer as well. Had a little bit different take on an approach to crafting your songs. And the record started, kind of the genesis of it started in Los Angeles, not Australia?
Some of the songs were written in LA. Mm. But I think a lot of the songs were also written at home. It was just kind of, but and then it felt like it was like picking up steam and kind of like emerging whilst we were in LA before we got in the studio.
Gotcha.
And we got in, we recorded with Lars Stauffers in LA, and he was really helpful to sort of realize the vision of some of the songs. And he mixed it, and it was quite a long mixing period because we were in Sydney and we were doing it kind of in these live sessions online, and he was really awesome, so we're very thankful for him.
Did you have a sense going into this project of what you wanted to try to say with this collection of songs? I mean, because a follow-up is different than the debut. The debut says, hey, we're new, we're on the scene, pay attention to us. The second record is an opportunity to really start to put your foot down and say, this is who we are as individuals. Was there a particular theme behind the record that you wanted to kind of get out there?
It's interesting because I think we were more focused on like what we wanted to sound like as opposed to what we wanted to say. And I think there are definite themes, like lyrical themes and stories that, you know, you can see a thread through the record. It's hard to know, like, you know, what informs what. But I think, yeah, we were more kind of like creatively trying to explore the sounds and moods, and then the different kind of like stories emerged from that, I would say.
Yeah. If you read I like to read like all the lyrics in a row on like each release, like the album, the EP, the second EP, and then this album. And it's kind of like you get actually a flavor of over the whole record. You sort of read it and it's almost like one song. So I thought that when I read through the whole lyrics of the album, sort of track by track, it felt like there were certain themes that emerged, but it was kind of cool to see that in retrospect, like it all fits together and it makes something, you know?
Yeah. Starting a band in Australia, it's Triple J, right? Is the like the big, it's the radio that you want to be on if you're an Aussie band, right? Like everybody listens to it. If you've made it there, you've pretty well made it in Australia.
Oh, we're heroes in Australia.
Well, we've had quite a number of Australian bands over the years. Paper Kites comes to mind as a band that has done really well in Australia and on Triple J. Is there a sound that you try to craft in order to get the attention of a Triple J? And is there a point in time at which you start thinking of being a band beyond a successful Australian band to let's make music for a bigger, wider audience than trying to find a sound that might do really well in Australia? Does that question make sense?
Yeah.
That is like
I see some nodding.
That is a very deep question for an Australian rock band today.
We have time. I'm gonna sit. We have time.
Well, I think there's a lot. I think that as a band starting off, it's obviously such a presence, like Triple J and what music is on Triple J. But I think we were always advised by friends and, you know, producers we knew to not aim for Triple J like at the expense of what you wanted your song to sound like. And I think that's really good advice, because I think a lot of, you know, it's like aiming for any kind of commercial success, when there's a sound that's hot, it's like you can sort of lose your identity and that's all that you have really. So but yeah, I think it's always a dynamic sort of decision-making process in how you approach it creatively. And then I think the second part is really interesting, because there are sounds that get an audience in America that there's less space for sometimes in Australia, because there's just less radio stations. And I think that there's a sound on our second album, which I think we did feel like, oh, we're not sure where this fits in the Triple J landscape, but we feel like there are sounds from American bands that that are sort of like a reference for this. And we felt like we just wanted to as well just make the song sound the way they should and not think about it. And then like it was one of the most played songs on Triple J this year, even though we thought it probably would be less their vibe. So you never know is the answer to that.
Well, it's doing well here as well.
Oh, that's good.
Congratulations, you guys. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Middle Kids are my guests. The new record is called Today We're the Greatest. It's out on Domino. You can find information at middlekidsmusic.com. All right. Well, we've talked about the piano playing and the piano background, and we're lucky enough to have our Steinway set up. You're going to play something on it?
Yeah, we thought we'd make good use of it.
Fantastic.
Or
what are you going to wrap up
with? Use of it. This is called Today We're the Greatest.
All right.
Someday we'll be gone, but today we're the greatest. Even though we feel so small, are you here? Silent place where talking never stops.
That's the title track from the new record of Middle Kids, live in the studio today. Today We're the Greatest. It's out on Domino Records. MiddleKidsMusic.com is their website. Hannah Joy singing lead vocals, playing electric guitar and our piano. Tim Fitz playing bass and singing today. Harry Day is at the drums and effects and singing. Miles Elkington playing guitar, keyboard, singing. Middle Kids, thanks again for coming by.
No worries. So nice to be here. Thank you.